All right, welcome into Fond du Lac Today, hour number three of the program here this morning on KFIZ. Spencer Wagon here with you, and I mentioned when we welcomed in Chief O'Leary and Assistant Chief Goldstein for our talk about the public safety referendum. This is the first time in probably 400 or so days I've had back-to-back in-studio guests.
Woo!
I feel like the studio audience needs to applaud for that. And we have double studio audience today as Connie Miller joins us from the Salvation Army of Fond du Lac. And we're going to talk about just kind of a conversation about gratitude, I think, is a good way to term what we're going to talk about today, because it's been a challenging year, and I know this community has really stepped up and helped out. I know the Salvation Army has been one of those groups that's really benefited from the generosity of this community, and Salvation Army's done so much to help this community over the last year through the pandemic. So Connie's going to join us to talk about last year as a whole, but instead of talking about all the negative stuff, we're going to talk about some of the good stuff. And I try to be a positive person. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, can kind of get you down in this world. But when you see, and I always think back to the Bucket Brigade.
Yes.
And I know we'll talk about that probably in our conversation here this morning, Connie. But we did it a month early.
Yes.
In the middle of a pandemic. And people stepped up more than ever and gave back to the community. And I will forever remember that, because it's so cool to see, right?
It's absolutely, to this day, it gets me teary-eyed. By the way, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Yeah, we didn't really do a formal introduction.
That's okay.
I just kind of jumped right in. But
happy April 1st. No fooling. We are so grateful for this community. And that's why I'm here today and happy to spend a little time with Spencer. There is from this past year, there have been so many golden moments. Mm-hmm. Certainly one of them was Bucket Brigade. Mm-hmm. We launched our Red Kettle campaign in the middle of a whale of a year. Mm-hmm. And what still stays with me is hope, compassion, and kindness. Mm-hmm. The three adjectives that describe this community as a whole, always, but most especially as you all listening stepped alongside of us at the Salvation Army. We kept our doors open because of how much hope and compassion you shared. We were able to meet and actually exceed our Red Kettle campaign goal because of how much hope, compassion, and kindness you shared with us. We were able to, it's funny, and I have it right here in my hot little hand. Really? Not even kidding, Spencer, you're my witness.
She has it.
I have it. Yeah. I'm holding it in my hand, a proclamation from the city of Fond du Lac. It was accepted March 24th, so the day before the first anniversary of the Governor Safer from Home order. Mm-hmm. And it is a proclamation saying that the Salvation Army is congratulated for serving as a beacon of hope, selflessly doing the most good, fulfilling its mission, and meeting human need without discrimination in the midst of a pandemic, despite all the health risk. And it commends our volunteers and supporters for their unshakable faith in the people of Fond du Lac and our continued services. I have it in my hand today, and I'm on the air to say, this proclamation is ours together. Spencer, you and your team helped make this possible. Listeners, this is for you. You are our supporters. You are our community who walked alongside of us. So today we go for, and we look, and we share and celebrate the golden moments. And
that's cool to see, and it's a well-deserved proclamation. I think a ton of people deserve proclamations, frankly.
Yes,
obviously,
absolutely.
You know, but obviously from the Salvation Army's perspective, you know, you take all the stuff that's done in a normal year, and then you throw in, hey, we have a global pandemic. How does that work for our food pantry? How does that work for the warming shelter, which, you know, just wrapped up here?
Absolutely.
And we talked last week with Crystal about that as that started to wind down.
Mm-hmm.
We could go on for another full hour about, you know, just all the different changes that had to be made, but just rewinding 365 days, what was kind of that like from an organizational perspective to have to figure it out, basically?
It was We've been here now 131 years, proudly serving Fond du Lac. Mm-hmm. And the Salvation Army as a whole, our DNA says that we're just made to evolve and flex. This really challenged us this year. Mm-hmm. To be able to be told that your food pantry needs to become a no-contact pantry to keep everyone safe. To commit to keeping our doors open in some way, despite the fact that we couldn't have in-person direct contact with those who need us the most. Mm-hmm. To be able to have to create Christmas and distribute and collect coats and food and toys in a way that kept everyone safe, but also in a way that gathered, you know, three times as many items as we've needed in the past. This was an amazing challenge, and the community stepped alongside of us to make it happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing. I can't say enough. You know, we opened our warming shelter on time, and we were able to do it with the supplies we needed, with the staff we needed, and totally pivoting to make sure that everyone who came in was safe. Mm-hmm. We launched a red kettle campaign with fewer kettles and 90 to 95% fewer bell ringers. Mm-hmm. And Spencer, again, the community came and gave. When they could have ignored us, they gave. You know, when we asked for more coats, they found more coats and shared them. Mm-hmm. I mean, that really is the deal. Now, I was hoping to have Kathy from Alliant Energy on mm-hmm. with me as well, because we have a rolling message of appreciation to the community.
Yeah, this is cool. Tell us about that.
I think I will. Thank you. Well, I'll tell you, in the middle of the pandemic, when we're trying to shift and serve and keep our doors open, and we did, mm-hmm. we also discovered that our two trucks that were crucial to keeping our pantry open and picking up and transporting things to our thrift store to keep that going, both trucks were deemed in need of replacement. They were
happy
deemed,
2020.
So why not? And so in the middle of a pandemic, here we are needing to make some massive purchases. Mm-hmm. And how to do that, again, in the middle of a pandemic. Well, Alliant Energy stepped up because safety is one of their, and helping to power better things for the community. Those are two of their pillars. Mm-hmm. And when they heard how much we needed, how crucial it was for us to have a vehicle that was safe and that would be dependable, and how important it was to keeping us moving, mm-hmm. they gifted us with a grant to help with a part of the purchase of that truck. So now that truck has a neat Tommy Gate lift, which is something we've never had before. It helps to ensure that our volunteers and our drivers are safe, and that unloading and loading things is not something that is literally back-breaking. Mm-hmm. It has helped us keep volunteers and staff who might otherwise have been forced to reconsider their decision to be part of our team. And it's doing some amazing things. Right now, we're working with the United Way and Cisco Central Warehouse to offer free cases of hand sanitizer to any local nonprofits, and that truck is transporting those cases of hand sanitizer. So if there's a nonprofit area agency out there who needs a case of hand sanitizer, come talk to us. The truck also delivers and picks up about almost a ton of food a day mm-hmm. from our retail grocers. Now that's 3,000 pounds that without that Tommy Gate lift, somebody would have to be lifting out of the truck.
Okay.
Yeah. That lift makes it really easy. It goes off the truck, you hit a button, and it comes right down to the bottom. It's much easier this way. But imagine that, a ton a day of food from local grocers. That's tremendous in and of itself. You know, And that truck will transport, I think something that's really incredible is it will transport a wheelchair, a ramp, a special table, from one person who wanted to donate to another family who has an adult child with cerebral palsy who needs that.
Cool.
So that truck is rolling along doing some really, really great things. And on the truck is our rolling celebration of the community and the hope, kindness, and compassion that is shared, that we feel. On the truck, and Alliant helped design this, there are, and here's the picture, okay? There are two hands, and inside of the hands is the Salvation Army shield. And it says on the truck the words hope, kindness, and compassion, because that's what our community is together. That's the support that you bring. And those are the amazing components that keep us rolling along for 131 years and hopefully 131 more years here in Fond du Lac. There's a lot of work to be done yet.
Well, that's very cool. There was a picture posted on Facebook, wasn't there, of the truck, correct?
Yes.
So if folks want to check it out, they can go there.
Go to Facebook. Also, today we're going to post a little bit more. I was hoping Kathy would be here to tell you a little bit about how the design came up, because also the words hope, compassion, and kindness are also on the truck in Hmong and in Spanish.
Oh, cool. Nice.
To encompass... our more of our community as a whole. Mm-hmm. We want everyone to understand this message.
Very nice. Very nice. Anything else? We're about 3-5 minutes left. Anything else you want to, we could go on for hours if we want, but anything else you wanted to highlight from the last year from the Salvation Army's perspective?
There is a light at the end of the tunnel and there's a lot. One of the things that we realize is that more than things, it's the key to recovery is inspiring the belief that a person's circumstances are not a measure of their value, that everyone has something to give for the better of our community, and that we need to create opportunity for this. And that's what the Salvation Army is committed to, as well as Alliant Energy, to developing every individual's capacity for successful living. So we're working towards a community where every individual we see realizes, fully owns, and acts on the personal strengths that layers of unemployment, homelessness, hunger, assumptions, and judgments oftentimes bury, but can never, ever destroy. So find us on the Salvation Army of Fond du Lac Facebook at safdl.org. Or find me. Call me, 923-8220.
Very good. Connie, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. And we'll just say a thank you from our perspective at the station in joint conjunction with the Salvation Army.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you to the community as well. We'll give you that round of applause here again as we wrap up here this morning. That's Connie Salvation Army at Fond du Lac, and it's 1026 North.
As a farmer, nothing.